and you and you and you and you and you and you. God loves you. God loves you. That's you and 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 you. We're part of the big family of God. Some of us have curly hair, some of us have specs to wear, all of us have different families. Some of us are very loud, some of us don't make a sound. That's because we're different, you and me. But God loves everyone He's made. God loves each of us in a special way. That's you and 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 you. And you and you and you and you and you and you. We're part of the big family of God. We're part of the big family of God. We're part of the big family of God.
Thank you very much for joining us in that. Thank you. And welcome to our all-age service. As you see, we like to have fun here. As our opening song spoke about today, we're talking about the family of God, and more specifically, the body of Christ, the church being the body of Christ. Ricky's going to speak to us about that later, and we have some activities, as you can see, for the kids to do as well. I'm just going to open with prayer. Dear God, we've battled the wind to be here. We've battled whatever came up this morning, whatever fun things we could have been doing, whatever else we could have been. We're just here to praise you. We're here to celebrate you. We're here to revel in your joy. We love you. And we're just here to celebrate you. Open our hearts, Lord, to learn something new, to gain some knowledge that we didn't have before. We praise you. Amen. So we have our weekly news sheet. If you didn't grab one by the door, please do get one. It has all of the information of what's happening in the week and also some prayer points. We've got some really important ones this week, so please do have a look in those. We'll start the service with a few more songs, all talking about us being the church together, Christians together. The first one says, "We are the church. Happy to be the children in God's family." And in the verses, "We are building the kingdom, we are sharing the good news, we're following Jesus, and we're feeding the hungry." All of the things that we aim to do as a church, not only to celebrate the good news that we have, but also to share it, to let other people know the goodness of God. Let's stand and sing. The next one, sing, bind us together, Lord, bind us together with cords that cannot be broken. I really love the third verse in this. You are the family of God. You are the promised divine. You are God's chosen desire. You are the glorious new wine. Let's sing this together.
Bind us together, Lord.
Sight, and we'll guard each other's dignity.
Thank you. Please take your seats. So now we come to a very important time in our service. I haven't been guaranteed any birthdays, but do we have any birthdays in the children and the young people? Any birthdays? Not. No. Any birthdays in the older congregation, not from our children and youth? Have we got one? Birthday. I won't ask how. Is it Mark? So Margaret, happy birthday. When's your birthday, Margaret?
I had a wonderful birthday yesterday.
Oh, congratulations, Margaret. Thank you. Wonderful. Yes. Is it your birthday? When's your birthday? Wednesday. Jade's birthday on Wednesday as well. I think both of you are too old for the birthday box, unfortunately. But... but we will sing happy birthday to you. We'll do it in C, please. Yes, thank you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to the both of you. Brilliant. I'm now going to welcome Sally up to do our Bible verse activity.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Right. I need all the children from Ignite 1 and 2 and any other children, that's anybody who's in a primary school, to come to the front as I've got some things for you to give out. Here they come. Have I got lots of children? Right. Oh my goodness, what a lot of children. I hope I've got enough things. If not, there's more things to give out later. So, now, the rest of you, I need you to get into teams of four. So, they need to sit near enough to the other people in your team to be able to pass things to them. So lots of you are in rows of four, but some of you may need to move a seat so that you make a team of four. So don't leave anybody out. Make sure you're in teams of four, okay? Right, off you go. Okay, Martin, are you in a team? You in a team? Yeah, good. Yeah, okay. Yeah, we need a four there. Right. Is anybody needing anybody left out? Does anybody need another team member? Is anybody in a team of three and would like somebody else? There's somebody at the back there. There's somebody here. Anybody missing out? You've got three. You could go around and join some of the other teams of three. There's one at the back. There's one at the back. There's somebody over here who's only got three. Three. There's four, yes, right, okay, now, I need you within your teams to number yourselves 1, 2, 3, 4, right? Okay? That wasn't too tricky. Okay? Right? Can you start? Now, everybody, are you listening? You've got to listen, otherwise you won't know what to do. Right. Team member number one needs to put their hand up, and the children will bring you some scissors and one piece of paper. Hold on a minute before you go. Okay? Right. Just listen. If you are left-handed team number one, you need to take a green and yellow pair of scissors. Okay? So all the team member ones need a piece of paper and some scissors. Off you go, children. Hasn't got one, look. Has he got scissors as well? He needs green scissors. Has anybody got any spare green scissors? Green and yellow scissors in a pot? I'll direct them. Right, now the children need to be in, right?
Okay, now if you're back, you can go to the team to
pull. Right. Well, right, okay, so have all team members one got a piece of paper and some scissors? Yes. Have you not got one? Oh.
And some scissors?
Right, okay. Right. We are now ready. Oh, no, we're not. They're still coming back from upstairs. Right. Yeah, right. Okay. Now, on the screen, we should be getting a picture.
Are you going
to say anything? So, if you look, team member one, look at your piece of paper. You've got a line that goes down there. If you see, you cut down that line, but stop at the horizontal line. Okay, so team number one cuts down that line there. If you look, but stop at the horizontal line. Yes, brilliant. Right? Now you pass your paper to team member two. Oh, sorry. Right. Now we need picture two. So, team member two, at the other end of the piece of paper, you need about 2 centimetres or an inch, depending on whether you're metric or not. You need to make 2 small folds to make a point. About an inch or so, or 2 centimetres up, right? That's it. Like that. Are we all following? Right. Now pass the paper to team member three. Right? Okay, are you with me? Right. Okay, another picture. Team member three needs to take off the paper clip and attach it to the folded end. If you can just about see it on that picture, attach it to the folded end. Right. Now, team member four, you haven't had anything to do. Team number four, another picture. You need to fold the two ends so they go in the opposite directions. And make a fold, a definite fold, so they stick. Oh, so they stick out, right? Brilliant. So now, the next thing you need to do, and the children who've got one might need to stand because it goes better if you do it. Is stand up and drop it and see what happens. Point down, not point up. Point down, stand up and see what happens. Go on, Oliver. Point down, that's it, yeah. Watch it, yeah. Go on, do it, Oliver. Hold it up high. Drop it. Now, sit down. Stop playing, everybody. So, it's twirling round like a helicopter. So, okay, it's twirling round like a helicopter. So, okay, if you... And we've worked together to do that. So if you weren't sure what to do, or if you were one of the children at the front, You may have asked other team members for help, or you may have had to ask them for reassurance. Was it just cut to here? Does she mean fold like this or something like that to see you were doing it correctly? I didn't ask you if you had a particular skill. I didn't say if you were really good with scissors, or some of you might have been better at folding paper than others. Everyone had to do something different to make the helicopter. If team member one hadn't cut the paper, team member four couldn't have folded it down. If team member two hadn't folded the paper to a point, team member three couldn't have put the paper clip on the end. And if you hadn't all worked together and followed the instructions, you wouldn't have made the helicopter. So if you'd all thought, I won't get into a team, or if you'd thought the children hadn't bought you the things you needed, then you couldn't have made it at all. When we work together as a church, doing our part, however insignificant or small it may seem, doing what God wants us to do, we can achieve great things for him. And Ricky will be talking more about this later.
Okay, you do need to put your helicopters down, grown-ups, now. So if you could put them down. What? Okay. Oh, and if any of the children, if you see any grown-ups playing with their helicopters, you can go and take it off them, okay? So grown-ups, be careful. Okay. Okay, we're going to do another action song called Hands, Hands, Fingers, Thumb. And so I'm going to do the actions first, and then you can stand up and join in. Okay, so it goes, hands, hands. Then you get, hide your thumbs. So you're just doing your fingers. Fingers. And then you put your thumbs up. Okay. Can I have the words up? Sorry. Oh, brilliant. Okay, thank you. So let's go. Okay, so we've got hands, hands, fingers, thumbs. We can lift to praise you. Then again, hands, hands, da 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 da. And then jump front, jump back. Yeah. And then I think it's in just a little bit of dance. We were made to praise. And then there's the next bit. Then we've got some hands that we can raise. We've got a voice to shout your praise. And then as loud as you can, you shout Jesus. So let's lift the roof up today. And then we've got some feet that were made to dance. Let's use it now, we've got the chance. Yeah, there we are. I think that's good. Let's go. Everyone stand up, please. I'll come away from the microphone.
Hands, hands,
You guys are like the rowdiest class I've ever seen. Absolutely brilliant. I'll just pray for Vicky as he comes to speak for us now. Dear God, we thank you for Vicky. We bless him in your name. We just give him up to you, that every word that he speaks will be from you, that even what he's prepared, if he needs to move from it, that he was ready to be led by you. He will speak for you. And we will all take something away from it, just whatever you need us to take into this week. Amen.
Amen. I'm out of breath. Too many hands, fingers and thumbs for me. So, welcome if it's your first time here with us. You've enjoyed and you've encountering the All Age service today. But yeah, we welcome you guys and it's great to have you all. So today's sermon, as you can gather, it's about being a unified body, together, helping each other and playing our part. Hang on a minute. What do you think you're looking at?
Nothing!
Clear off then. I hate stupid worms.
I'm not stupid.
Well, you look stupid to me. All worms are useless.
I'll have you know, I'm not useless. I'm a very important person.
Oh, well, I beg your pardon, worm. Only I never knew a VIP was coming in today. I would have put the red carpet out if I'd known your majesty.
Well, if you're going to be sarcastic.
Well, what makes you think you're so important anyway? I'm much more important than him.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
Not.
Am.
Not.
Am.
Not.
Am.
Not. What can you do that's so good then?
Well, I can jump from this balcony up there, swing from the bars, and land on the other side. Oh, by faith.
So?
Well, you can't, can ya?
No.
And I bet you can't eat 12 bananas at one go, can ya?
No, but then I haven't got such a big mouth as you.
Watch it, worm.
Oh, yeah? What can you do then? That's your line. Anyway, that doesn't prove a thing. I'm still more important than you.
All right, what can you do then?
Dig tunnels underground.
Big deal. That is not exactly earth-shattering, is it?
Well, actually, it is. If I didn't do what I do, you'd go hungry.
I don't want that to happen. How'd you work that one out then, worm?
Because when I dig a tunnel, the air gets into the ground, breaks up the dirt, and things grow better. That banana tree you were talking about earlier, for example, you wouldn't have any bananas to eat if I didn't do my bit underground. In fact, the whole world could starve.
He's a nutcase, he is. Go away.
Sharp.
If you don't clear off, I'll tread on you and squash you. Oh.
Yeah. Anyway, my cousin's gonna get you.
Oh, big deal.
He will. He'll make you holler. I can tell you.
Oh, I'm frightened of your skinny... Oh, no, am I on the right bit?
This bit,
yeah. Oh, let's go back. Oh, I'm frightened of your skinny little cousin. Look, I'm shaking.
Well, my cousin will make you sorry.
So where is this Arnold Schwarzenegger cousin of yours, then? That's gonna get me.
Well, my cousin, Malcolm the Maggot, was in that apple you've just taken away. You've just eaten him.
Ugh.
And he's gonna make you feel very bad really soon.
Anybody want this apple? You do. Get out of it. We just wanted to lighten the mood before I get into the word and make you feel unhappy. I'm only joking. But in that sense, we are just looking at parts of the body. No matter what part we play, we all play a part. And the scripture we're going to read through, and I'm going to read through the scripture once and once only, but you can also read it when you go home, because it's a long scripture. And it's from 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And I'm going to read from verse number 12. It says, just as a body, though one, has many parts, but all its many parts from one body, so it is with Christ. For we are all baptized by one Spirit, so as to form one body. Whether Jews, Gentiles, slave or free, we were all given one Spirit to drink. Even so, the body is not made up of only one part, but of many. Now if the foot should say, because I'm not a hand, I don't belong to the body, it would be not for that reason stop being a part of the body. And if the ear should say, because I am not the eye, I do not belong to the body, it would not for that reason stop being a part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the sense of hearing be? If the whole body were an ear, where would the sense of smell be? But in fact, God has placed the parts in the body, every one of them, just as he wanted them to be. If they're all one part, where would the body be? And if there are many parts but one body? The eye cannot say to the hand, I don't need you. And the head cannot say to the feet, I don't need you. Now we've always said, what do we trust in? A lot of people say, my legs, because they can take me where I need to go. On the contrary, of these parts of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable. And the parts that we think are less honourable, we treat with special honour. And the parts that are unpresentable are treated with special modesty. While our presentable parts need no special treatment, but God has put the body together, giving greater honour to the parts that lacked it, so that there should be no division in the body, but it's the parts that should have equal concern for each other. If one part suffers, every part suffers with it. If one part is honoured, every part rejoices with it. Now you know why I'm only reading that once, yeah? This is the scripture that they picked for me to do a mini sermon on. Now, if you noticed this morning, it was very, very windy, wasn't it? So I actually did do my hair this morning. I looked in the mirror and I thought, Ricky, you look sharp. Moving that back a bit. And then I got out in the wind, and the wind said, Ricky, your sharp look is about to disappear. And I came into church looking like a peacock. My hair was up there. And I was like, couldn't find anyone with a comb. Eh? Where was the part of the body in that moment when I needed a comb, eh? This morning. Nobody had the comb. You was too late. He was windswept as well. He's lost his hair, he said. So like no one was helping me out. But there was a chance to fulfill scripture this morning, but nobody gave me a comb. So I had to go and stick some water on it and slap it down as to make it feel a bit better. So who are the parts of this body that the scripture is talking about? That's us. We are the body of Christ. So the people are the church, not the building. We are the church, not the building. And sometimes we might think our part is insignificant, but it's not. So I remember years and years ago, I used to work in a bingo hall in Bexley Heath. And they put me a place called the front of house. I wanted to be upstairs doing the bingo call-in because I thought I was good at that. You know, I wanted to prove people wrong that I didn't just have a face for radio. So I wanted to be the bingo caller, up the top, bringing out the numbers. And I remember sitting down with my manager one time and saying, why do I want to be front of house? I don't want to be front of house. I want to be a bingo caller. I want to be up there with all the action and everything that's going on. I want to see who won. And do you know what they said to me? Do you realise you have probably the most important part to play here? I said, what do you mean? He said, because when people walk through the door, you're the first person they see. So your smile and everything else that you're going to bring on that moment determines how they're going to get on with the next bit of staff that they see and how they're going to feel immediately when they come in. Now, when they left, most of them left with the hump because they didn't win. But when they came in, they was greeted with a big smile. And actually, the penny dropped for me in that moment that actually every part that's being played is important. And yet, the people at the front of the church, you think you're just there to give out a magazine. You're not. You're the front of house. When people first walk in, they're seeing and looking. Do you know what? This is the first person I'm going to contact before I walk into this building and see some more lovely faces. Every part is important. In verse 18, God says that he has decided which part we're going to play in the church. And I love that. You know, so whatever that part that God has decided for us to play, he's decided it already. And we'll read it again. It says, but in fact, God has placed the parts in the body, every one of them, just as he wanted them to be. You see, whatever you're doing for God in the body is powerful and it's going to make a difference and it's making a difference, whatever part that is. Sometimes you want another part in the body, and we're not saying that part might not come along, but maybe it's just not the timing or the season to play that part yet. But whatever season you're in and the part you're playing right now, wow, it's powerful. It's powerful. There should be no division in the body of Christ. We should have equal concern for each other so that the body does not lack. You know, when we are equally concerned about each other and being there for each other, playing those parts in the body of Christ, none of us will lack. You've always know you've got someone in the background praying for you. You know, that alone is fantastic. It brings peace into your walk. So every part we're playing is so important so that the body does not lack, so that the body moves forward in unity and not in division. The eye cannot say to the hand, I don't need you. Guess what? We need each other. Whether you like it or not, we need each other. When people tell me they're on a walk on their own with Christ, and they don't want anybody else involved in it other than Jesus, it's madness. It's madness. Because when you're out on the streets doing what you're thinking you're doing for Jesus, you need people in the church praying for you. You need people in the church preparing stuff for the people you're bringing in. You cannot walk the walk on your own. Jesus saved us for a relationship with him and for a relationship with each other. Many, many different personalities, yes. Many, many different walks of life. Yes, that's what I love about the body. You can have an ex-crazy London boy on the stage bringing a sermon to you. And then you can have an ex-policeman right beside me praising the same God. Because that's what God does in the body of Christ. He brings everybody in from different walks of life under one roof. And when we play our part, man alive, it's a powerful, powerful thing. We don't want to be like the Joneses. Well, you know, when I was out with Ricky the other day, he prayed for someone, they got healing. I want that same gift now because Ricky's got it, you know. Be satisfied with what God has placed in your life right now. Do well. He that is faithful with little will be faithful with much. We need to get faithful in the little things first before we want the big things. You know, when you see some of us down and say, trust me, it's been a journey, let me tell you. But be faithful in the little things, and then you'll be faithful with much. Amen? Amen. If one part of this house suffers, then we're going to suffer together. And we need accountability for each other. Find someone you could be accountable with in the body of Christ. If someone is rejoicing, we're going to rejoice with them as well. So if anybody won the lottery yesterday, anyone? Because I want to rejoice with you right now. And also, you know, make you my best friend. If it's possible. We are not in competition with each other. We are here to complement each other. We are not in competition with each other. We are here to complement each other. And in the book of Hebrews, it says, let us consider how we may spur one another on towards love and good deeds. So what are we doing for each other? We're spurring each other on to what? Love and good deeds. When someone comes to me as a Christian who's angry, I don't get involved in the anger with them and say, yeah, go on, go and get that worm. Squish him. You know? You bring wisdom. You bring wisdom. Do you understand what I mean? Because I want to spur you on to good deeds. I want to spur you on to love. Because that's what the Bible tells me to do. And then it says, not giving up meeting together. Let's say that together. Not giving up meeting together. So when we talk about the lone Christian, it ain't possible. Because the Bible tells us not to give up meeting up together, because it's easy to give up to not turn up. Because things turn up. But we should not give up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing. But encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. Wow, what a body, eh? Spurring each other on to love, good deeds. That's what the body is. So when people walk through the door, they see a body like this. You know, and I felt love and support, me and my wife especially, massively, from this building, from the people of this church. And it's been incredible. Let us never, ever, ever throw that away. We keep that going because it's been incredible. Sometimes we might have different views on scripture, especially around the end times. I've heard many different approaches to this, and I don't mind hearing them. And then I will take what I feel is God is saying to me. But that doesn't mean we can't still encourage and love each other. People stop meeting up with each other because they've had a difference on a scripture. I feel this scripture saying this to me, and I feel this scripture saying this to me, and walk together, hand in hand, spurring each other on in love and good deeds. You know, sometimes you might just find a different slant. Sometimes I've read a scripture 3 times and it spoke to me in 3 different ways, because that's the word of God. You know, God knows your circumstances. He knows where you are right now, and he knows what scripture to use to make sure he speaks to your heart straight away. But that should never deter us from walking hand in hand as a family and as a unit. In the kingdom, animal kingdom, you will see the lions who try and take on these big bulls. And the lions know not to play about with these. And why do they know not to play about with them? Is it because they turn up single-handed? Or do they turn up in force and show the lions, we ain't messing with us, son. There's 20, 30 of us walking up here. And they will boldly walk through the lions. And the lions say, relax. So when the enemy tries to come knocking on this door, he will find a whole team waiting for him. Amen? Amen? A whole team waiting for him, and that's us. And we will be waiting at the door, and we will flog him straight back outside. See, sometimes church is a bit like, so you see, you've got the Premiership football, yeah? So when I say this word Arsenal, you see what I mean? Just saying the word alone, giggles, snares, some people are like, yeah. But what's funny is that Arsenal and Tottenham just did a sketch together. Is that not God? It has to be. But do you understand what I mean? I've got a nephew up there who's smiling at me already because he's a Tottenham boy. Eh? But the Premiership divides us, doesn't it? Yeah? Divides us to what team we love, what team we support, what team we want to win the Premiership. Some of us, you know, have got teams back in the Championship and the First Division. That's cool. I'm all right. It's all right. We're good. But when we go to the World Cup and we're here supporting England together, we become a unit. Tottenham fans are cuddling Arsenal fans because we ain't got a clue where we're from. We're there for one reason, that's to support the country. Always remember that we might be different pockets of Christianity around, but we're here for the same reason. And the reason is Jesus Christ. He is the reason we are all sitting here today, up there, down here. It's because of what Jesus did on the cross to make us the body of Christ. And that's why we're here this morning. Amen? Amen? We need to be there to look out for each other. Timmy, I want to borrow you for a second. So turn around. So grab my arms. So in Scotland, there was such an area that was so ghetto in Glasgow that people would not walk down the street on their own. So what they do is, Timmy, you walk that way. They'd walk down, no, just straight ahead. They'd walk down the road together like this. So I can see what was coming behind. Tim can see what's coming in front. All right? So Christianity is a bit like that. We're together as a team. Timmy can see what's coming in front. I can see what's coming behind. Timmy, have we got a post beside us or anything? We're good? We're good. See how different that is? Whereas I walk down on my own, vulnerable. We're a team all of a sudden. All of a sudden we're stronger, aren't we, when we're walking together. And that's what Christianity is about. That's what the body is about. Thanks, Timmy. You're a fantastic walker. That's what the body of Christ is. We are a team. We are a unit. We're strengthened together. Many of us already have come from places of rejection and hurt and judgment. We don't want to find that in the church. This is the last place we should be finding that. We are the body of Christ doing a job together. As we say, the teamwork makes the dream work. And that is so true. Do you know there's times in our walk where we can't even find the energy to even pray because of what's going on. But yet, you can send a text. We had some ladies come round to our house the other day and been praying like mad, texting like mad for my wife. That's what it's about. And we don't labour in vain, do we? Because she's sitting here today. Amen? We don't labour in vain. We will never be a church that labours in vain. When we put our hands to the plough, we will bear fruit in this community and together. Amen? Amen. So the reality of it is, we are a church together, doing our small bits, whatever that might look like. And do you know what? I say small, but they're not. Everything is so significant of what you do. It gets the wheels turning in the body of Christ. It gets the wheels going. So whatever your part is, I want from this moment on never for you to say that this is a small part that I play. You don't. You're playing a big part in a big picture. And you know what? One prayer transforms lives. One nan in my life calls me, doing her part in the kingdom of God, praying for us every single night before she went to bed. And now she has to put up with me all the time. Bless her. But you get what I mean? Because of that one prayer, constant prayer, never gave up. She's playing her part. She's bared fruit from that. And we will bear the fruit. And sometimes seasons change. And when they do, you will know when it's time. And you will know when it's time to move on to the next part of what you're going to do in the body of Christ. Amen. Amen. Thank you very much. I'm going to hand back over to Danny. Danny. That's not me, by the way. They did not create this by looking at me. Right?
He doesn't have a name yet, so if we do want to name him Vicky, it's still open. I'm going to welcome Bex up to do prayer, but before I do, we've had some... some real struggles in this body of Christ. We've had some bad news over the week, but also just in our own personal lives, I'm sure there's lots going on, lots of people. It's the winter, it's a really hard time. There's lots of illness going on as well. And so I'd just like to have a quick prayer for people who are struggling at the moment, if we could. Jesus, for those going through a hard time right now, we are the church. We stand beside them now in this prayer. We just pray your blessing over them. We have them in mind now, and we just give them up to you. We know that we can do so much as a people, but you can do anything as God. And so we as a body of Christ, as a family, we just lift them up to you. We pray that you give them peace, you give them your joy, your understanding of the situations that they're going through, and that they come out of it praising you. Amen. Thank you. Bex, if you're happy to...
Okay, so now we're going to find out what this wonderful picture of Ricky is in fact all about. Can't find him. Where is he? He's there. It's not Ricky. Okay, I need the children's help yet again. So Sally said earlier there's some more stuff to give out. Now is the time. So we have here, we have some hands and some pens. Okay, so thank you. So I would like, could I have maybe three or four children to head upstairs with a pot of pens? Who's going to go upstairs? I've got one, I've got two, and I've got three, and I've got the young lady at the back there. Can you come here? And then we'll send you guys upstairs. Can you take the pot of pens? I'm going to give those to you. And one of my upstairs people, and those to you, and those to you. So can you give everybody a hand? And a pen. If we run out of pens, please use your own, okay? And then you guys down here, you're going to give them out downstairs. We might run out of pens. Oh, we've got that. So everybody should end up with a hand and something to write with. You might need to share the pens. Okay, how are we getting on? Downstairs. Put your hand up if you do not have a hand. So there's a couple of bits and people at the back. So have we run out of them? Oh, there we go. Okay, so downstairs. Keep your hand up if you do not have one of these. And someone will come and get you one upstairs. If you do not have one of these, please put your hand up. Your actual hand, not one of these. Okay, so children who are giving out, can you make sure you get round to everybody? Wonderful. I can see teamwork in the body of Christ upstairs. How wonderful. Again. Star jumps. Okay, we've got a couple, some people over this side still waiting. Well done, Alana. If we have run out of pens, then you might have to do your writing and then pass your pen on to somebody else. Thank you, Lisa. Right, one final call. If you do not have a paper hand, please put your hand up. Sally hasn't got one. It's always one. Okay. So we've been talking this morning about the fact that we are the body of Christ, and the body is made up of different parts. So in the passage that Ricky read to us once only, it talked about the fact that you might be a hand, you might be a foot, you might be an eye, you might be an ear. Every single one is just as important as every other one. So we've also talked this morning in what Sally was saying about the fact that all those different parts of the body of Christ, they all can all work together to achieve things. So when we made our helicopters with varied success, everybody, we all worked together. So person one did the cutting, and person two did some folding, and person three put the paperclip on, and person four did the last bit of folding, and we made a helicopter. So we worked together. And maybe we were particularly skilled at putting a paperclip on or doing some folding. But that's something that we can all do. We can use our skills and talents to serve, to work together as the body of Christ for God's glory. So that's what we're thinking about now. So on your hand, with your pen, I would like you to take a moment to prayerfully consider, what can you do to serve God? Or to serve the body of Christ? And you might think it's something small, but it's not. Just like Ricky said, everything is important. So just take a moment to think about that. If you really, really can't think of anything, well, we'll come to that in a moment. But just take a moment. Think about what you can do to serve God and write it on your hand. Okay, once you have written down what you can do to serve God, now this could get a little messy, so we're going to be gracious to each other and work together as a team. I would like you to bring your hands up to the front, okay? And we're going to stick some blue tack on them, and we are going to stick them on here. Now, I'm not saying that this is the body of Christ, but maybe it is the body of Christ. We're going to stick our hands onto the body of Christ. If you would find it difficult to get to the front, then give your hand to somebody else to bring forward for you. I'm just thinking the people upstairs, it might be easier to have a couple of people stand by the doors and collect hands to save you all coming down and going back up again. So, I'm going to leave it to you guys up there. I'm sure you can work it out for yourselves. Perhaps a couple of people collect the hands and bring them down for us. Okay, when you're ready, bring up your hand.
I've got 45.
Do you want to take a moment?
45.
A little flurry of activity going on here. There are so many hands that we can't actually fit them on the body of Christ. So I'm going to let these wonderful helpers here carry on doing what they're doing. So guys, you keep doing going with the blue tack. Can I encourage you, someone's collecting pens as well. Can I encourage you after the service, come and have a look at the body of Christ. Come and see the things that people have written down, how they can serve God, because it will be an amazing thing to look at. So do that. If you weren't sure what you could do to serve the body of Christ, that's something else. So what we're going to do in a moment is we're going to pray about these things, but we can pray about that as well. As it says in the Bible, it says in Corinthians, Paul says, he says, I planted the seed, Apollos made it grow. Well, Apollos watered it, and then God made it grow. We all work together, even if what we're doing seems insignificant. Someone else might take what we've done, like we did with the helicopter, and they will bring it to fruition. So that's something to remember. So what we're going to do now, while these guys carry on sticking on our hands, is we are going to pray over these things. So let's pray. Father God, we thank you that you have given every single one of us skills and talents that we can use to serve you and for your glory. Lord, we pray over all these things that we've written down on these pieces of paper, these hands today. We pray that you will give us the timing to do them at the right time, and the skills that we need to do them in the right way, so that we do bring you that glory. Lord, we pray for those of us who might not be sure what we can do to serve you. We pray that you will speak to us, open our eyes, show us what we can do for you. Help us to remember that we are all important, we are all part of the body of Christ, and we all have a part to play. Amen. Amen. So as I say, come and have a look at this later. Guys, are you all right to carry on?
Yes.
Excellent. I'm going to leave it to you.
Thanks very much, Beck. I did have a quick nosy at some of the answers that we were getting, some of the things. And some of them are service things. Some of them are serving in the worship team or serving in the cafe. Some of them are really nice, more open things, praying and encouraging others. I saw one that was go fishing. If that's your ministry, do it, absolutely. Where God is leading you to go, please go and do that. And we just pray that he is with you in that. I'm going to welcome the worship team back up. And we're going to sing one more song as they finish that. This song is called The Blessing. I really love how Paul's letters finish. Where he he gives a blessing to the church, really praying over them, their fortune, where they're going in the future after he's left them. The things that he says really bolstering them up so that they may go where God sends them. This song, In the Bridge, it's really just blessing over blessing over blessing. May his favour be upon you and his presence go before you. Please stand and sing.
For you,
amen, amen.
Amen.
God, we thank you that we are able to stand here as a family. We're able to gather to praise your name and to really think about what we can do for this family of God, this body of Christ. As we go into the week, let's work towards doing more for you. More to be in your presence, more to praise your name, and more to build your family, build your kingdom. Amen. Amen. Thank you all very much for joining us. Please head through to the lounge, take a look at our board here for teas and coffees. Not the first one. Don't know? Again? Blessing again? Blessing again? Blessing again? The blessing again? The blessing again.
Amen. Amen.
you guys so much. Really lovely. Brilliant. Really, really lovely. There is